Audio month day number 2. The audio date is 11.02.2019. Current time is 05:21 a.m. Eastern time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. Hello, and this is day number 2 of Nah Pod Po Mo, and that would be National Podcast Month, an audio month, folks. Hello, good morning, Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on the Anchor, as well as over there on Twitter at Fireman Rich over there on Twitter. That's where I'm at. And yes, we're on day number 2 on this November 2nd, 2019. An audio month, the original audio month, National Podcast Post Month. Got it all started. Everything was secondary as far as those challenges. And that's what it is, folks. It is a challenge. And yesterday on day 1, I talked about the blog post that's over there. This is the 12th year of the National Podcast Post Month, which kicked off yesterday. And over there on napodpomo.org. And the whole thing about it is, and there's been these challenges before under other hashtags and whatnot when they move to another month or whatever. And I think people lose focus. They're doing the audio, that's the main thing. But the whole focus is to do an audio each day for the whole month. That means 30 days, 30 audios. Not just whimsically come in and just do a couple. Oh, that's all I'm going to do. I took part. No, you didn't take part. It's like running a marathon. And I've run a few marathons, folks, back in my younger day. You run a marathon, it doesn't matter about the time, but you've trained for it, and the whole objective is to accomplishment. You do each mile. You don't go to a marathon and run 3 miles and then say, oh, that's all I'm going to do, and then you it's after the fact. You go back to work. Oh, yeah, I ran a marathon. Yeah, you ran in a marathon 3 miles, but you never completed it. So you didn't complete the objective. So the whole objective to audio month, November 2019, is do an audio. It could be 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm not sure how long this is going to go. Probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes. That's what I usually average. And you put them together. I'm on day 2 now, so I'm committed. I'm committed to do 30 audios. I've done this in the past, and I guess it irks me just a tad. You know, and I shake my head, and the people take part in the audio months. And say, oh, I'll take part. And they throw the hashtag up there maybe 5 or 6 times. You know, some people are trying to, you know, if they start late, they carry it into the next month to do the 30 straight days. That's fine. You did 30 straight days. But just to whimsically say, oh, just do a few, and then you said you did audio month. You took part to a certain. You were one of the. If you did that, you're in comparisons to a marathon. You're the person that handed out the water, basically. You help with the process, but you never did complete the challenge. So, I guess that's important to me because I'm committed to do 30 days. Of audio, and this is day 2, and we got a good start. And my topic is everyone has something to say. Everybody has something to say. So you can, to say you don't have nothing to say, or you just have too much going on in the real world to take, you know, to, because this is extra stuff. Let's face it, this is fun. I'm doing this because it's fun, and I like doing audio over the years, and. Was it the National National Podcast Post Month here, an audio month. I'm calling it because I've done audio month challenges before, and it's 30 days, you know, it's a whole month, either 30 or 31 days, whatever the month is. And you do those 30, 31 days of, or 30 audios, one each day. I think back in the day, I think of the days of that program formerly known as Audio Boo. Yep, I got it in there, folks, that term. That sometimes I would do two or three during an audio month in a day. I didn't count it as extra, but it just, I did a lot more audio than I do now. But currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, another thing I like talking about is the weather. It's currently 36 degrees Fahrenheit. It's a little chilly out. I was out back in the backyard with Max. He's the family dog, a family member, to do his doggy thing. And it's a little bit chilly. Let's see, this morning the sun will rise at 07:40 a.m., which is probably in about another hour and 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a little over an hour. And the sun will set later today at 6 p.m. It's a minute less, so the sun is setting a little bit. But then, again, tonight we turn the clocks back an hour, so we get, I always like it when it falls back in the an hour. I think they already did that over in the UK and Europe. Over there, they turned their clocks back. I thought the United States always did it before they did, but I don't know. It doesn't matter. We'll all be on the same page here time-wise. So I think currently what? Over there in the UK, they're only four hours ahead then of where we're at now. So if we turn our clocks back an hour, we'll be in sync with 5 hours and whatnot. So sort of a thing there. But everybody has something to say. And yesterday, you know, I would have to say starting this audio challenge has already been a success, because by doing so, you know, you meet new people and you know, people listen to your content and you listen to theirs. There's a gentleman that popped up on the Twitter stream, and that's the whole thing about these audio platforms I'll get into here in a minute. Back in the days of that program formerly known as Audible, they were always saying, oh, we need to have comments and stuff. You know what? There's a whole host of audio platforms out there. You do the audio and then you tell the people, like I did in the intro there, hey, I'm over there on Twitter at Fireman Rich. And comment over there on, you know, in this case, as an individual, I'll be mentioning him just in a minute here, that he hashtagged NonPodPomo, but he also replied and liked, and now he's subscribing to my Anchor, so he'll be listening to this, and that's Dave Lee. I believe he's over there in the UK, I believe, Dave? I'm not sure. You sound like you have a little bit of a British English, what do you say, British or English accent? But he is over there on Twitter at The Love Bug, and he has a podcast. He's a podcaster. Where, see, I don't say I'm a podcaster, though some people say, yeah, you got a great podcast. It's not really a podcast. I'm just doing the audio. I haven't really, I have fun just doing the audio. And if you want to call it a podcast, it's fine. I don't, you know, I'm not going to lose any sleep. But I just clarify that I don't feel as if I am a podcaster, because I think a lot of the podcasters, when you do listen to them, they're very structured. I plan on listening to some of Dave Lee's Anchor. I favored him back. He followed me on Twitter, and I followed him back. Thank you very much, Dave. So right there, right out of the gate, this audio month challenge has been a success, because I've met a new person on this thing called the internet, and I greatly appreciate that. So and of course the gentleman that got me prodded me and got me motivated of put my hat in the monthly challenge here, Simon, he got his an audio out yesterday, so he's going to do it. And I seen a few comments on the NonPodPomo thread hashtag there on Twitter, as far as there's people taking part, of course, that, oh, I might not have that much to say and stuff, but everybody has something to say. You know, here I am, I've been talking for 10 minutes. I'm telling you a little bit about my world here in the southern tier of upstate New York, the temperature, and by the way, I do have the morning coffee. I like staying that in the morning. And so it's just a matter of, I started formulating, it's off the cuff, of what I'm going to say yesterday after I finish day one. And probably when I finish this one, I'll be thinking about what I'm going to say about tomorrow. But we have a host of audio platforms that we can talk on, and Anchor is just one of them. It's great. You know, there's people that are making some bank, and when I say bank, they're making some money by getting paid by Anchor. I choose not to do that, just stay sort of a novelist, having fun, and not worry about getting paid. I appreciate Anchor for providing this, because it's one of the, it's my main platform after that program Audio, the formerly known as Audioboo, went down. I have tried in other platforms, and they didn't really have it as much as what Anchor does, okay? Yeah, of course, they don't have the comments, but they have messaging. I messaged Simon the other day, letting him know that I appreciate him mentioning me. And I greatly appreciate that, because if somebody mentions you that they've listened to your audio, that's a good compliment. And who doesn't like compliments? So Anchor for me is the mainstay. There was some growing pains through Anchor 1, Anchor 2. I'm not going to rehash that, but if you've been on Anchor, you know what I'm talking about. And it's just like any app. And there's another audio app out there that people are on, a small cluster of audio community called Lemur. And I don't really, it's okay. It could be better, but it just doesn't have a link, bottom line. It doesn't have any RSS feeds, as Simon would say. And I agree totally with what Simon says, that you know, it's not worth the trouble. You have to have the, you got to point people towards the app and whatnot. And it's not that new. There's some people that are saying, well, it's still new, and you know, they're getting a few, they've been around for 2 years. Actually, Anchor's younger than Lemur. Lemur got started before Anchor, I believe, in a sense. Well, maybe the current rendition, maybe Anchor 1, Anchor 2 was around before Lemur, but you know, you go on the iTunes store and you look at the history and stuff, and you know, they've been around for a couple years, and I think they're starting to waver a little bit and whatnot to where I'm not sure if they're going to be around, and they're not my cup of tea. They're not getting it done. And primarily, and I've said this before, I think one of my last boos that I did on that program formerly known as Audioboo is the elephant in the room. And in Lemur's case, the elephant in the room is they don't have a hard link that you can post on Twitter or embed into a a blog, the audio content. So, you know, they got the reasons, that's fully understood, it's their sandbox and all that, but I just don't agree with it. So that's why I stand here on Anchor, because Anchor provides what I want to say. And I'm expressing it now, my audio choice. So I do have something to say. I'm very passionate and a little opinionated, but if you don't agree with it, that's fine. We agree that we disagree, but I totally agree with what Simon said in his Anchor audio for this month's challenge, because he has taken part, and I'm going to hold you to the fire there, Simon, to get that audio out every day. Okay, we got to motivate these old time booers to come back and do the audio in one way or one fashion or the other. And so it's just the link is very important, and I'm very passionate about that. And like I said, we can't, everybody doesn't agree on every single thing. You know, we're going to have differences and all that. So I don't mean to be mean-hearted or anything towards Lemur and stuff. I say that with a tongue-in-cheek. But I wish they would be more successful in the fact that they would open it up to where they would provide a link. I do listen to it. I also say that in the same breath that I don't utilize it as far as an audio platform, but I do listen to individuals over there. But one individual that he's sort of my mentor here, and I'll be talking to him, talking about him probably in some pod, some, I'm almost going to say podcast, some audio down the line here for this monthly challenge, and to talk about, but it comes back to what I, the initial title of this particular day to audio challenge audio. Everybody has something to say, and here I am. I've been talking for 15 minutes, and I'm having fun, just chewing the fat, talking to y'all, drinking my coffee, and getting the day started on the right foot, because that's another thing I like. If I do some audio in the morning, I have a good day, and I'll be thinking about what I'm going to be saying tomorrow, which actually I'm going to go ahead and exit stage left. Today is a work day at the day job, and I'm going to say we'll talk to you later. Live life, have fun, ciao for now, and as always, peace.